What's up, folks? This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Preseason football is underway and college football is here, so don't miss any of the action this season on Prize Picks. Now, listen, I am a Washington Commanders fan, and I'm not scared to say it, baby, because our team didn't suck last season. We about to be outside this year, and you know what? We may go deep in the playoffs. I'm not saying the Super Bowl. We may go deep, okay? We may go deep, and I'm excited because we're making moves, making plays, all right? And I think we got it, baby. You might even see me with a little maroon and gold walking around California. You know what I'm saying?
I am not going to argue with that. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you could cash in and win up to 2,000 times your money. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code Hollywood to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Hollywood to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Whenever it's just the two of us, we're just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, man, what are we doing? Listen, for the people at home, Bray ain't here, okay? Bray ain't here.
Bray's not here.
So that whole, let's be organized, nah, that shit out the window, okay?
Matter we should fact, at least say, welcome to Black Men Can't
Jump
on Patreon.
Nah, I ain't saying none of that, James. I ain't saying none of that, James. Right. We going off script. We going freestyle.
Okay, all right,
take note. We probably should say, welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood, you know?
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
we probably should do that.
We probably should. Do you want to do it? Do you want me to do it?
You can do it if you would like to do it.
No, this is a friendly podcast. You can do it.
I can do it?
Okay, yeah.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Wait, I think I want to do it.
Okay.
Because you can do it. There's no reason. You just did it. I can do it too. What's up, folks? Okay. Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
All right. You know, honestly, I think it's great that we both contributed to that,
yeah,
to
man.
That intro.
It's a team. This is a team. We would have cowabunga if we were in the same room.
Cowabunga.
But God, there we go. Did it. Can we review that on Patreon?
We should. People don't like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze, but I really think is funny. What I know, did you know that? It is notoriously shadow.
No.
I loved Secret of the Ooze.
I thought people didn't like the third one.
No, people also don't like the third one. But looking back, though, it was a rushed sequel. Like, inside a year, they had a sequel to the... Like, they greenlit the sequel the second weekend of Turtles. Like, Turtles did so... The first one did so well, and they were like, sequel. And then inside a year, they had another movie. But the part in that I like is when they think that they've killed Shredder, and they're like, oh, I guess we did it. Cowabunga? They like... they like confer. Should we do a cowabunga? Cowabunga.
No, but to your point, I didn't know people disliked it. I love that part when it's like cowabunga, cowabunga,
cowabunga.
You know,
yeah, a little too raft. That makes me laugh every time I think about it.
Come on, man, that was so fun. Yeah. Oh man, we should do that.
We should. We'll figure it out.
Now we're about to talk about that. Now we're about to talk about 40 acres and a mule.
Yes, 40. Well, it's just 40 acres.
Did they have a mule? I think they had a mule.
Did they have a mule at some point?
They had horses. They had like horses.
They did
and
have
shit.
Horses. They did have horses.
40 acres and a mule. Listen, I'm going to say this right now before we get into the movie. Spoiler alert, Danielle Dockwalla needs to make a movie where she's happy. I just feel like I feel like every movie people put this woman through freaking stress. I've seen her in a lot of stressful movies, and this might be the most stressful I've ever seen her.
Isn't it all?
I have never seen her have a movie where like her character got joy for more than 5 minutes.
She has good, I'm deeply stressed face. She has good, like, can you believe what's fucking happening to me?
Yeah. I mean, I remember the first time I ever saw her was The Harder They Fall.
Yes.
And everybody thought she was a boy, but so she was a dude.
She's so good in that.
But we're not reviewing that movie because we already reviewed it.
That's maybe the happiest character I've seen her play.
Oh, hands down happiest. Hands down happiest.
Yeah.
For everyone, because we haven't announced it, the movie we are watching today is 40 Acres.
Yes.
40 Acres. 40 Acres. Directed by R.T.
Thorne.
It just says R.T. Like. Oh, okay, there we go. I must say his IMDb just said R.T. with an exclamation point. I was like, what? Retweet? R.T. Thorne. starring Danielle Dockwaller.
Are you saying Dockwaller? Dockwaller?
It's Deadwaller. My fault. It's Deadwaller. Let me do it again.
No, but it does seem like that's like a term of endearment that you have for Dockwaller.
Cause it just got a little badass. Like if she was a musician, it'd be like Dockwaller.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
You know what? I will say this. I do love that the main cast is Black and Indigenous. I thought that was something that was very unique. Like we got Danielle, we got Lena Robinson. I'm gonna leave most of the hard names for James. Kateem O'Connor.
Okay, let's see what names you didn't say.
Jada LeBlanc. I can say that one, James.
Milcania Diaz Rojas.
Sure. Yeah, I believe that.
I apologize if that is mispronounced, but they were all great. The main cast, I thought the main cast was generally strong.
I thought they were fantastic. Oh, one of these actresses, Jada, is on Gen V, which is a show I've been told numerous times to watch, and I have been lazy, and I will watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It's to-do list.
Okay, and Kateem, is that his name? Kateem?
I think it's Kateem.
He was in Time Cut, which I did watch. I was like,
Time Cut?
Yeah, Time Cut. It's that movie, you know, they made like two movies back to back where in order to solve a murder, you had to go back in time to solve a murder.
Okay.
Yeah, they kept doing like Back to the Future, but if it was a murder mystery, they kept doing that.
Oh, I see.
Like,
what if it's
like Scream meets Back to the Future? Anyway.
Oh, Time Cut. I need to look that up.
Yeah. Time Cut, and then the other one was Totally Killer, I think is what that was called.
Oh, I've seen Totally Killer.
Yeah, did we talk about Time Cut? Maybe we talked about it on the pod.
It might have came
Time
up.
Cut was not good.
I don't know it, but I think we actually know someone who wrote this, who I think we know. We know somebody that's a part of this movie, which is why we avoided it.
Well, I didn't like it. Whoever it is that I know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to whoever that is, but I ain't like it.
Now you sound like Kiki Palmer. I am sorry to that movie.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess what? Should we do, is there anything we need to say in terms
synopsis?
Of like, yeah.
Well, let's
like,
give them the IMDb. So you know what? Everyone does the IMDb synopsis. I'm going to do the one that random ass people get to make up. Let's go to Wikipedia. Surviving on a listen. Every movie podcast is like the IMDb movie logline. You know what? Screw that. I want to go to the shit that the people are like, this is what this shit really about.
Okay.
All right. Wiki says, surviving on an isolated farm after a series of plagues and wars, a former soldier and her family make one last stand against a vicious militia that wants to take their land and eat them.
Yep.
Spoiler.
It has a 90% tomato meter, 94% popcorn meter. So it is very favorably reviewed.
It is. I was told to watch this movie. And I will be honest, I was told to watch it a couple of movie reviewers on TikTok. I follow said watch it. Somebody very close to me, she told me to watch it. And I still Like, I put the trailer on and I was like, I don't want to watch this because it looked stressful. It looked, you know what it was? I was like, I look at this black family and it looked stressful.
It delivered on that. It delivered on being stressful.
Oh, this movie was
not only did
stressful.
It look stressful, it was in fact stressful. You were correct in that assessment.
God.
Jonathan Raylock,
James the Third,
Drum Milligan, Jamie McGinn.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
In Hollywood.
Black actors, man.
Black actors.
All right,
all right,
all right,
all right.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.